Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All the schedules are out, but we care really about one.
There are 27 teams in pro football. And then there are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that's changed just a little bit in pro football, but there is one team that we care about, and it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. We really care about them all, but for scheduling purposes, we care about the Pittsburgh Steelers today. As we look at that schedule, and that's all the talk, and just one thing off the bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a small subsect of the NFL fan base, and it's actually not really the NFL fan base. It's kind of the fringe, and it's kind of people, I think, that like other sports more, and maybe some people that just like to complain or get a rise out of people that try to make you feel guilty for loving the schedule release or make the NFL feel guilty for making an event out of everything. I love America. I do, right? And this, to me, I can't get enough of stuff like this. They wouldn't do it unless there was an audience for it, and there is. I say God bless them. I love the NFL. More power to them. We have an unquenchable thirst. The NFL is our country's strongest addiction. And I love America that we were just waiting all day to see when the schedule came out.
We didn't even have to wait all day. They mastered the art now. They knew, that, and they learned this over the last 10 years or so, right? Release the schedule on a Wednesday night in the middle of early May. And people will spend the entire next day talking about it,
yes.
Right? Well, they mastered yesterday, basically taking over the last half of our show and then a bulk of the rest of the programming throughout the day by releasing things in drips and drabs. And here's week one, and oh, here's this game, and there's that game. Strategic leaks all day, so you spent all day yesterday talking about it, and now you spend all day today talking about
yes,
it.
Yes, it is
evil geniuses they are.
Spectacular, as you wait for the Penguins schedule to be released. We'll talk about that a little later. So anyway, they begin on the road. I don't know if there's a big event there. We'll talk about that a little later in the hour. Nine teams, double-digit winners on the schedule, though.
Hardest schedule in the league right now.
That, to me, jumps out at me. Your eyes immediately go toward the end of the schedule. We'll get mm-hmm. into that in just a minute. 47-17. That was the record combined of the last four teams last year on the schedule. 47-17 when you look at Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Baltimore. Let's get to the end right now then, I guess, Chris.
Okay.
You got to have a pretty damn good record going into those last four. And remember, it's 17 this year if you really want to get into the playoffs. Because at best, I think, and just this is before rosters are set.
Yeah.
This is before the season transpires. This is before any team gets any injuries. If you look at it on the surface, I think you hope for in the last four a split. And you say you get out of town with a split every day of the week and you feel elated with that.
I'll throw a parade if they split those last four, man. I will grab a baton and be the Grand Marshal marching down the middle of the Boulevard of the Allies if they just split those final four in the month of December and into January, because that is what could crush them because of the big soft spot in the middle of the schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my eyes immediately gravitate towards. Yes, the great matchups and the big games at the end of the season, as you just pointed out, but I don't know if they win one of those final four, I'll be happy, which means they better go into those final 4 weeks with at least 9 wins banked already. Now, that's not impossible because you've got Chicago, Detroit, the Chargers, the Bengals, and then 2 weeks later, Minnesota on a Thursday night.
Well, it would be unlike them to go ahead and win more than one, considering they're 4-8 the last 3 years in their last four games. They don't necessarily win multiple games. They don't unleash hell in December.
It almost feels like the NFL is giving them an excuse to bomb at the end of the season this year with this schedule. And I know that's not the case. They're just building it up so they get as many big matchups at the end of the year as they can.
Yep.
And the Steelers are always a big matchup, especially in what could be Ben Roethlisberger's final year. So it almost feels like if they go 0-4 in those last 4 weeks, regardless of what their total record ends up being, regardless of whether they miss the playoffs or sneak in or whatever, it'll feel like the built-in excuse is already there of, yeah, but look who they played.
Well, let's talk about that if they go into it and what they need to build up. 11 games after the bye, and we'll talk about the bye as well, but you've pointed it out too. Look at how tilted it is and how heavy it is, and maybe we just need to get used to this as a football-watching populace. How many games after Turkey Day here?
Yeah, it ends up being seven. Yeah, so you have one on Thanksgiving weekend, a couple days after Thanksgiving. That's the trip to Cincinnati. And then Baltimore, Minnesota, Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Baltimore wrapping up on January 9th. That is what...
This is the realization of 17. It's not starting earlier. It's stretching longer.
Right. It still starts the second week of September. It still starts the first full weekend after Labor Day. And you'll be 3 games after Christmas. Think about that. How weird that'll feel as well. I mean, it's a new landscape. It's a new world. And... we all get it. We all knew that 17 games in 18 weeks was going to drag things out a little bit more, and it's not going to bother us once we get there. It really won't, because at that point, what else is going on in the sports world other than meaningless NHL and NBA games in the early part of their regular seasons and some meaningless bowl games? What else is going on in the world between Christmas and January 10th that we won't be obsessed with the NFL anyway?
Right, right. And the bye week comes October 24th. Plan your tickets. Look them up. Southwest Airlines, quick to Tampa. It'll be cheap. Yes. It'll be not really warm here probably, but it'll be beautiful down
somewhere.
In Bradenton's Gulf Coast, yes. Manatee area.
Oh, Anna Maria Island.
Longboat Key. Yes, all of it. Our beautiful friends down there with the Chamber of Commerce.
Hello,
go
Elliot.
Check it out.
We'll be visiting.
Fan headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank at low home equity loan rates. At dollar.bank. I do like the way that it shapes out. People will complain about that opener, and again, we'll get into it. 4 of the first 6 at home, though. Before the weather turns, before it gets bad, one would think it could rain all day. Who knows?
Right.
But you get 4 at home before October 17th. People like that crisp autumnal air here in Pittsburgh, and that'll be a good test and 3 of the 4 against AFC teams.
Well, and then if you can remove the bye week from your vision for just a moment, you've got 4, actually make that 6 of 8 from weeks 2 through 10 at home. The bulk of your schedule is at home in September, from mid-September through mid-November. And that might be, again, with some of those games against the Bengals and
the Bears
and the
Lions. How about unleashing hell in September and October and holding on?
That would be nice. Although there is, and I know this is really, really an outside shot, but there is a chance that they play Aaron Rodgers in back-to-back weeks in October.
That would be spectacular if he got traded on that Monday or Tuesday.
Yes.
And then he played both for Green Bay and for Denver. That would be unbelievable. Discount double check, if you will.
Yes.
He
could just fly to Pittsburgh from Green Bay with the Steelers.
Oh, man. Anyway, I do have – there is one thing I have circled here. One thing, and you, if you are a father, if you are a mother, if you are a grandmother, if you are a grandfather, if you are an aunt, if you are an uncle.
You're already thinking about
it. You're thinking about this, or if you're not, I'm going to tell you, you need to be, because you are going to have a schedule conflict. I'm telling you about this coming up next. Good morning to you. All right. Good morning to you. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. I look at this schedule and I circle a date. I circle lots of dates. There's lots to talk about here. At Cleveland, Sunday, October 31st, 1 p.m. It's Halloween, boys.
Yes.
Couple things happening here. One, if you're a really lazy kid or resourceful, and that's a fine line in life, resourceful and lazy, you can double up here. Just wear your Steelers gear to trick or treat, and then take the pants off and your helmet, your Hutch helmet off, and put the candy away, and then you keep your Steeler jersey on, and bang, one size fits all, double dip, wham, there's your gear for the day. Good work, kid. Lazy, resourceful, you figure it out, a bit of both. That's that. But also, what do you do from a HOA? What do you do from a neighborhood standpoint? Do you say, listen, we're moving trick-or-treat to Saturday night? Or do you say, I'm running the risk that I'm going to walk my kid around freaking miserable because they lost to the Browns and drunk because they lost to the Browns and then I had to bang back an extra shot because I'm mad about it. And it's Sunday and it might be rainy and it might be miserable and you're mad they lost to the Browns and here it is at 6 o'clock and you're walking your kid around and all you're moping around because you lost to Cleveland.
Let's use this as an opportunity. Everyone who plans or schedules trick-or-treating around Western PA in your respective neighborhoods, boroughs, townships, take this opportunity right now to say, no, we'll just do it Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a big move. You know what? I might run.
I'm not usually a fan of moving it to a Saturday night just because. And this isn't necessarily moving it just because it's a Steeler game or something. I'm not a fan of being out until 8:30 on a Sunday night traipsing around the neighborhood in the freezing cold rain on a search for one more Snickers bar when we got to get up for school and work the next morning. Move it to Saturday.
Yeah, I might run against like Peduto and Tony Marino and those guys on the platform of I'm moving that trick-or-treat to Saturday night this year and then win and then just drop out, then resign. I'm in. I'm here. Let's go. Halloween should be Saturday night this year for everybody in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes. Make it
everybody.
So.
And Northeast Ohio. Like, it's a whole thing. It's both teams.
Just around the world in general, why do you want to send kids out trick-or-treating on a Sunday night to come home, get all sugared up, eat all kinds of candy when they've had a long weekend already and got to get up for school on Monday? In this instance, I'm okay with moving it off a school night to a Saturday.
We tackle the tough subjects. There it is. Let's move it to Saturday. And even we very rarely work in conglomeration with our friends, so to speak, in Cleveland. But we will in this regard. Let's change it all the way from here. Starting down in like Garrett County, Maryland, wave it all the way up in through almost Toledo. There we go. Just one big wave. It's sort of a pseudo Rust Belt there.
Yes.
Yep, there we are. Let's move it to Saturday. That's the way that it works.
I'm with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.